الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العلي العظيم Verily all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala The Most High, the Most Merciful We praise Him, we seek His forgiveness We seek His assistance And we seek refuge in Him From the evils of ourselves And whoever Allah guides, none can misguide. And whomever Allah misguides, none can guide. And we also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his final messenger. It was narrated by Abu Dharr and Mu'adh ibn Jabal that a man or it was either one of them two, came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they said, O Messenger of Allah, share with me an advice. Give me an advice that will really help me in my life and will grant me salvation to reach Allah in the next life. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was blessed by Allah to be given the Jawab al-Kalam. Speak so little, but have words that last long, that have deep meaning. This was one of the characteristics of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He gave short advice, but it meant a lot. And when they asked for advice, the Prophet ﷺ gave them an advice and he also gave the advice to his entire nation, to the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And what was this advice? اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتْ Fear Allah wherever you are. Second advice. وَأَتَّبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْهُهَا Follow up a bad deed with a good deed, because it will erase it. And third, وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ And deal with people with good character. Number one, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتْ Fear Allah wherever you are. Have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does this mean? It means be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. Whether you're in public, whether you're with friends, whether you're with family, whether you are traveling, whether you are buying, you are selling, whatever you are doing, or whether you are alone in private. Have that fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you and He is seeing what you are doing. And sometimes we have all been a prey of this where we think if we go to a certain place, no one else is watching us. If I go hide in a corner or I go hide in a dark room, no one will see what I am up to. But do they not know? أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى In Surah Alaq, Allah says, Does he not know that Allah sees? أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى No matter where you are, public, private, alone, dark room, wherever, Allah is always watching. And this, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى It is a question, but it is a rhetorical question that emphasizes that Allah is ever present and He's always watching. And where is this taqwa? This taqwa, it is not in your appearance. It is not the way you speak. It is not the way you dress. But having taqwa is in your heart. And if taqwa is absent in your heart, then taqwa is absent in your life. And if taqwa is absent in your heart, which results in being absent in your life, it means that you do not know who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Because if you do not have that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you do not have taqwa. You do not fear Allah. You do not know that Allah is always watching. It is not in your mind. So you do whatever pleases you. Whether it brings harm upon you, whether it brings harm upon someone else, you do not care because Allah, you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not watching. So that taqwa is in your heart is absent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hujarat, إِنَّ أَقْرَمَكُمْ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. Indeed, the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is the one with the most taqwa. You know, scholars of Islam say, the more taqwa you have in your heart, the more you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the more you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are aware of His presence. He is everywhere. So this is the first importance. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said this first, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. Fear Allah wherever you are. Within these three advices, this was the first one. And he said this first because it is a foundation of all goodness and guidance. Reason why for guidance, because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you and you know that very well, it will save you from a haram. It will save you from doing a bad sin. Because you will be questioned upon it on the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَاجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will make for him a way out and provide for him where he does not expect. One of the benefits of having taqwa, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He provides you a hardship. He provides you a way out of hardship. Because it shows that Allah is the best of planners. And He does not burden a soul more than it can bear. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself knows how much a soul can bear. And we do not know what goes on in each other's lives. What difficulties, what calamities that person may be going through. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that He does not bring difficulty upon a person in which he cannot bear. Having taqwa in your heart, it provides for you from unexpected sources. You know, something going on in your life and you're trying to find a way out of it and you think there's no other solutions. Well, miraculously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds you a way. He either brings someone to you or He gives you like a light bulb in your head, on top of your head, that this is the way to go. He makes your affairs easy. And having taqwa in your heart removes your sins. Number two. وَأَتَّبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Remove a bad deed by doing a good deed. So whenever you commit a sin, quickly follow it with a bad deed. Sorry, good deed. Because it will wipe the good bad deed away. In the Quran it says, indeed good deeds remove bad deeds. And within this, another hadith that relates to this, and shows you how much importance this advice is for us. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "O Messenger of Allah, I have committed a sin with a woman. I did everything with her except intercourse. What is my situation now?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not answer him until this verse was revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَظُلُفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. And establish prayer at the two ends of the day and at the approach of the night. Indeed, good deeds erase bad deeds. After this verse was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ and he related it on, the man asked, "Is this for me, O Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" The Prophet replied, "Yes, it is for you, and then it is for anyone from my ummah who acts upon it." So following a bad deed with a good deed, it will remove your sin. How simple? How simple is that? And the thing is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to make mistakes. He wants us to make bad deeds. Why? So that you know how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So you can return back to your Lord and say, "Oh Allah, I have sinned, please forgive me." And you think Allah will not forgive you? You think Allah does not want to show His mercy upon you? Of course He does. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you if you are sincere in your forgiveness. And another good thing within this hadith, within this advice, is that the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not said a specific good deed. That you have to do this certain type of deed and the bad deed will go. No, any good deed will do. Whether that is salah, whether that is charity, giving sadaqah, zakah, even smiling, helping one another, visiting the sick, and any other righteous actions that is considered a good deed will remove that bad deed. Shaitan, he may feel like, he may make you feel that once you have done a bad deed, you know, you feel that guilt within yourself, that emotion of guilt. And Shaitan will make you feel that way. But if you do a bad deed and you still feel guilty, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands us to. And His mercy is vast. It is never ending. We need to remember that we are not sinless. And the key is that we never give up and we keep trying. Because every time you slip, rise with a better deed. And remember, Allah, He chose us over His angels. When the angel said, "You are going to place humans on earth that will cause havoc, that will wreak havoc," and He chose us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He allows us to make mistakes so that we can turn back to Him and ask for His forgiveness. So that was the second one. The third and final advice He gave was وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. Treat people with good character. And this means dealing with people in excellent manners and having a beautiful character about yourself. And there's a few narrations of these hadiths that relate to good character. One hadith is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent to perfect good character. In another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, there is nothing heavier on the scale of a believer on the day of judgment than good character. And verily Allah hates those who are vulgar and obscene. In another riwayah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Indeed, I was sent to perfect noble character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was asked, what most admits people into paradise? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having good character. In another revelation, in another hadith. And he also says in this hadith as well, number one, have taqwa, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also have good character, number three. And what do we mean by having good character towards one another? It means we speak kindly with one another. We don't backbite or slander. We avoid oppression or injustice. We help one another. And we're patient with others who harm or irritate us. And what are the dangers of falling into or failing in this if we do not have that good character? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked his companions, do you know who the bankrupt person is, who the muflis is? And the companions replied, the bankrupt is he the one that has no possession, he has no money, he has no property. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied, the bankrupt person of my ummah is the one who comes on the day of judgment with his prayer, with his fasting, with his zakat. But he comes insulting this one, slandered that one, consumed the wealth of this one, shed the blood of that one, and beaten this one. So each of these people will receive his good deeds, whoever he harmed. And if his good deeds run out before the justice is done, their sins will be taken away from them and will be given to that person. And he will be thrown into the hellfire. This hadith shows it is not just fasting, it is not just praying, it is not just giving zakat that will get you into heaven. But having good character, having good ikhlaq, treating one another with justice will also get you into paradise. And this is what we as a society, we lack today. As an ummah, we lack good character. We actually think the way to heaven is actually just praying, giving zakah, going hajj, and that's it, khalas. Nothing else. But having good character will also get you into heaven. Sins against people, they require repentance. And repentance, it needs to be done with sincerity. Guarding your tongue, your actions, and dealing with others is essential for salvation. And what do we learn in this hadith that was talked about today? اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. Fear Allah wherever you are. وَأَتَّبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. Replace a bad deed with a good deed, it will erase the bad deed. And وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. And deal with people with good character. These three principles, if you follow them, they are the complete formula that will help you in your life and will grant you the salvation to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reach Allah, which is what? Your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is your taqwa. Number two, your relationship with yourself. You're removing your bad deeds with the good deeds. And number three, your relationship with others, having good character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, the most beloved to me and the closest to me on the day of judgment will be those with good character. Anything good that has been said has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. anything bad that has been said or incorrect has come from myself. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us good character towards others. He gives us the taqwa that we need so that we can become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that we can love Him more and know more of Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to do more good deeds. Jazakumullah khairan. Please pray sunnahs.